Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
We got a lot of folks out of town. Are you out there? Is there somebody out there?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to, your enthusiasm this week, you're going to have to double it. So since we're kind of a little bit light on folks this morning, glad. All right. What was that, a whoop? Okay, that's good. Well, welcome. We're glad that you are with us this morning. If you are our guest this morning, we are especially glad that you are here. If y'all will keep the registration slips going, if they got hung up there mid-row, just keep those going down to the end of the row. And if you are our guest, there's a white card in the seat pocket in front of you. Would love for you to fill that out and let us know you were here. You don't have to do that, but would really like to know, get to know you. And at the end of the service, I will be out in the foyer, and I have a free gift for our gifts. And a free gift for our gifts. Yeah, you like that? I hope it gets better. Hope it gets better. Free gift for our guests. There we go. There we go. I would love to meet you at the end of the service. Turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews. You know, that's a great. Did you know God has a coffee shop? Did you know that? Hebrews. Billy, would you come back on the drums? Let me run that joke one more time. Okay. Bad. I didn't say it was a good joke, but it was a joke. Hebrews 13. Verse 15. Listen. You know, we read, sometimes we probably, many of us have heard this verse before, but I want you to kind of listen for the different words. The emphasis on the different words is in this passage today. We're going to unpack it here in a little bit. Through Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Through Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of lips that confess his name. Let's pray. Father, we have invited you, Holy Spirit. You are indeed welcome here. Without you, we are wasting our time. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak in power and authority this morning and transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So, continuing the sermon series, Hallelujah Living, Hallelujah Living. We're still in our 40 days of praise. What, anybody remember the day? What, and the count? It's 20 something, 20, anyway. Our scripture for today is, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Revelation 5:12. That's our passage for today. So we're in this series, Hallelujah Living. Today's message is sacrificial praise. Sacrificial praise. Now, if you are not have not been doing the 40 days of praise, jump in there, man. It's okay. Just jump right in the middle of it. There's some booklets out on the welcome table as you come in. You can grab one of those and just catch right up. But the intent of that is every day that we read the scripture of praise, and we read it several times during the day, and we make that our prayer. And, you know, praise. So we get kind of confused with praise, don't we? Different denominations think praise looks different ways. And I said this, I think, the first week that we started this series, that what's going on the outside doesn't always indicate what's going on the inside. It can work both directions, okay? But with that said, I was reminded, I kind of went over these a few years ago, but I was reminded by one of our members about the official guide to worship signals, and we need to be educated. Tim Hawkins, anybody know, anybody familiar with Tim Hawkins? All right, well, we got it. Now, if you are able, I want you to stand up. If you're not, that's okay. You can do this. Come on. Bunch of party poopers. Come on. All right, here we go. Now, we're going to walk through these now. The first one, if you have pockets, you got to put your hand in your pocket. If you don't, just kind of put them on your side, and you got the elbow flat. got the, this is the rookie. These are some rookie moves. Got the elbow flap. Then we got carry the TV. Come on, follow with me. Carry the TV. Come on. And then you go big screen. Big screen. Now, these are all rookie elementary moves. Anybody can do these, okay? We're getting going to get more advanced as we go along. Oh, so the intermediate. So my fish was this big. Come on. My fish was this big. Anybody see that? And then we got hold a baby. Hold a baby. If that's a big baby, you got to hold a baby. You don't want to drop the baby. And Mufasa. 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 Now we're going to move into the pro level here. We got dueling light bulbs. Dueling light bulbs. Go with it. Come on. Come on. All right. Then you got goalposts, and if you're really good and really advanced, you can go goalposts, and then you can go to heartburn. Goalposts, heartburn. You got to practice that one a little bit. Then we got, now this is a complicated move here. You got the pointer, hatchet, and then the schoolyard, right here. Pointer, hatchet, school ring. Some of y'all are not smart enough for this, I can already tell. All right. Now this, I'm just saying what's on the sheet here. We're moving into expert. It says, warning, Baptists do not attempt. So if you got, I'm just saying, village people. Everybody go with the village people. Then we got Rocky, and then we got touchdown. Everybody give me a touchdown. All right, you can sit down. That's the most hand action I've ever seen in a Methodist church in my whole life. I'm just saying. It's good fun. Tim Hawkins, if you haven't watched any of Tim Hawkins' stuff, he's hilarious. He's hilarious. YouTube him. He's a funny guy. But, you know, again, praise is not what we're doing on the outside. It's not. That doesn't mean we're praising it. You can, people a lot of times are, you know, it's funny because we are all different, aren't we? Some of us are more extroverted. Some of us are more introverted. You go to a ball game, and I love this. You'll have the biggest fan of that team in the whole world. And sometimes, man, they got their do they still do it where they put rocks in a jug and stuff? Do you still do that? You know, you'll be jugging it, and they'll be, and then, you know, painting their face and all that kind of stuff, and they're biggest fan in the world, and then you got this other one, it's the biggest fan in the world, and they're just sitting there like this. But they're into the game. They know exactly what's going on. They are the world's biggest fan. So we're all wired differently, and how we worship is different. But God has given us some things. You know, nowhere in Scripture does it tell us you must raise your hands or you must, you know, fall on the floor. You must do any of these outward expressions. But what He does say to us is He gives us some hints about praise. So today's message, as I said, sacrificial praise. We're going to unpack this Scripture a little closer here. First of all, sacrificial praise is costly. It's not always costly, but it can be costly. Now, that Scripture, it pretty much says us the sacrifice of praise. What does that mean? The sacrifice means sometimes, and I talked about this last week, sometimes when we don't feel like it. Yes? We praise God even if we don't feel like it. And I said this last week, I encourage you to go back and catch up on these messages because they each kind of build on each other. But I talked about how the sacrifice of praise, it's like when we don't feel like it and we do it anyway. That's spiritual warfare. Praise is spiritual warfare. And I told the story, I'm not going to tell it again, but basically I told the story about a friend of mine who was backpacking and he was fishing and the rain was ruining their time and he was with two other guys and they're sitting there, you know, in their tents and it's raining and one of them starts singing praises and it made him mad. And he's just like, I ain't praising nobody. I'm just rain's ruining my time. And before it was over with, all three of them were singing praises, and the mood broke. Suddenly, they remembered, hey, it's okay if we're not fishing. God is still God. It's costly. I encourage you to read the story about Abraham and Isaac. You know, it's found in Genesis 22. Abraham and Isaac. Isaac had been promised to to Abraham and Sarah that in their old age they were going to have. She had been barren. She was 90 years old. How'd you like to have a baby at 90? How's that sounding to you? So she had Isaac, this promised child. He was the one that God had promised through this line. He was going to make a mighty nation. And then God says, hey, by the way, Abraham, take Isaac up on this mountain and sacrifice him. It was a sacrifice of praise that Abraham was willing to do. He was willing to take his son, his only son Isaac, and take him to be sacrificed because God was God. And God said, do it. And if you should know the rest of that story, if you've been around church at all, you know the rest of that. He gets up there and he ties up Isaac, and he raises up the knife and he's getting ready to follow through, and God stops him and has a ram caught by his horns in the bushes as the sacrifice. So the sacrifice of praise, when it costs us something, God says he wants us to give him the sacrifice of praise. Secondly, sacrificial praise is intentional and consistent. Intentional and consistent. It says here, through Jesus, therefore let us continually offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Now, that's not saying that we should always praise our circumstances. You know, we're not praising our circumstances, we're praising God. It says, continually offer to me the sacrifice of praise in the midst of circumstances. Whatever your circumstances, continually offer to me the sacrifice of praise. Now, is anybody else realizing I don't do this very well besides me? Have I numbed you to sleep? Let's stand up. Let's do the exercise. No, I'm just kidding. It's hard, isn't it? Because life throws stuff at us. But God is saying, you don't have to praise your circumstances, but praise me continually because I'm God. Philippians 4 says it this way, rejoice in the Lord sometimes. Oh, it doesn't? It says always? Okay, I have to check my version there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always, not rejoice in our circumstances. It's okay when life sometimes has us down, but in the midst of that, to praise him. I talked last week and talked quite a bit about in Acts 16, Paul and Silas, in the midst of their circumstances. And I said last week that they'd had a rough day. I mean, they cast a demon out. They've been healing people and doing all these and proclaiming the gospel. They cast a demon out of this lady. They get thrown into jail. They get beaten, whipped. They get thrown into the coldest part of the dungeon. They get shackled. And it says, around midnight, they begin to praise God. It'd been a rough day. Intentional, consistent praise that transcends our circumstances. That's what God is calling for in us. Now, I want to say this. The only way we can do that is if we really know who God is. I want to repeat that. That's not on the page. I think that might be just directly from God. If we don't know who God is, if we really haven't got a relationship with God, we're not going to praise him in bad circumstances. I'm just saying. If we know who he is and we know what he has done for us, we will praise him in all circumstances. So we got to know him. He wants to know you. He's seeking you out. He's wooing you. He's courting you. He's wanting relationship with you. And once we have that relationship with God, whatever our circumstances, we still understand he's God. And if you ever feel like God doesn't love you, he's already proven that on the cross. It's settled. It's settled how he feels about you. We don't have to earn it. We don't have to deserve it. In fact, just the opposite. When we don't deserve it, he still hung on a cross for us. And that proves his love for us. Sacrificial praise is sometimes costly. It should be intentional and consistent. And thirdly, sacrificial praise is to be verbalized. As I was studying for this message, the second half of that verse, it always just kind of flew right by me, but it really stuck out to me as I was planning for today. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continue to offer to God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. Our sacrificial praise needs to be verbalized. People need to know that we're praising Him. Now that looks differently for different people. I want you to know God's created us all different. An example of that, we had the, Rescue Abilene? That was the name of it, right? Many of us participated in that Rescue Abilene, and they sent teams out into our city, basically just telling people about Jesus and into our team. And churches all over the city were, this was back in the fall, churches all over the city were participating in that, and some, hundreds and hundreds of people came to Christ through that effort. And I went a few times, about three times I think I went out and participated in different ways. That's not my thing. You would think I'm extroverted, I'm a pastor, you would think that's it's really weird to walk up into somebody in Home Depot and go, "Hey man, can I talk to you about Jesus?" I mean, it's just weird to me. I mean, for me. Other people, man, that's their bread and butter. I don't think one's right and one's wrong. I really don't. I think God wires us different ways. But I will say this, He wants us to verbalize praise to Him, what He's done for us, somehow, some way. Maybe it's to someone at the office. Maybe it's a neighbor, a friend. Maybe it's a family member. And sometimes it's just the way we conduct our life. When the world is chaotic and man, everything is just going crazy, and when we're steadfast, sometimes people will just ask you, like, what's up? Why are you not freaking out right now? You're fixing to lose your job. Why are you not freaking out right now? Well, I have the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. That's the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. He wants to be glorified. And I mentioned this last week, but when He does something for you and we don't thank Him and we don't give Him praise for that, I'm just saying, I don't think that pleases the Lord. I really don't. And I used the example last week of the 10 lepers. Jesus healed 10 of them, and one of them came back to thank Him. And Jesus is kind of like, this is the Jeff Hatcher paraphrase, but He's like, "What's up? Wasn't there 10? Where's the other 9? What? Didn't I heal 10? He expects and wants us to praise Him, not because He's needy, but because He's worthy. Let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name. And then finally, sacrificial praise is modeled perfectly by Jesus. It's modeled perfectly by Jesus. You want to know how to do all this stuff? Just read about Jesus. Now, this passage, again, two words that kind of can slip by you when you read this verse, the first two words, through Jesus. Let us continually offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Through Jesus. First of all, He gives us the perfect example. And secondly, through His Holy Spirit, He empowers us to do it. When life throws these things at us, He gives us the power to praise Him in the midst of the storm. As Jesus was preparing in John 17, as He was preparing to go to the cross, we know He knew what awaited Him. And He said, after Jesus said this, He looked toward heaven and He prayed, "Father, the time has come." He knows what's coming. "Glorify Your Son." Why? "So that the Son may glorify You." And once again, I don't have it listed there, but in the garden, he's saying, "Lord, take this cup from me. Isn't there another way? But not my will, but yours be done. He understood that not only was he redeeming us on the cross, but he was bringing glory to his Father on the cross. Sacrificial praise is modeled perfectly by Jesus. These are hard things, church. Yes? These are hard things. When you hear things like you're fired, when you hear things like I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce, when you hear things like it's cancer, when you hear things like he didn't make it, when you hear those things, when things come in our life, it's hard. I'm just telling you, God is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our sacrificial praise when our circumstances are bad. Because praise transcends our circumstances. If you would, just bow your heads with me. I really want to ask the Lord to empower us to praise Him like that. So if you would, just pray with me. Father, we confess that we are weak. We confess that we can very easily get consumed by our circumstances. And sometimes, Lord, we can attach how much you think of us to our circumstances. We think that if things are going well, you must love us, and if things are going not so well, you must not love us. Father, we know that's not true. Father, if there's anyone this morning that doesn't know you and know you are worthy of sacrificial praise, I pray now that you'd empower Holy Spirit, you would move on us. Show us who you are. Teach us to give the sacrifice of praise. Forgive us when we get covered up by our circumstances. When we get confused, overwhelmed by our circumstances. You are good, God. You are worthy of our continual praise. May we be a church that praises you. May everything that we do that comes out of Wiley Methodist Church, may it bring honor and glory to you. Father, that starts with each one of us individually. Help us to be that way in our families, be that way in the workforce, be that way in public. Help us to be a people that bring you praise. We love you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.